This article is called Mission-Driven Art. It's written by Jay Saunders, who has more than 20 years of experience writing for TV, newspapers, and magazines. He's a member of Fox Point Lutheran Church in Wisconsin. Art is a nation's most precious heritage. For it is in our works of art that we reveal to ourselves and to others the inner vision which guides us as a nation. And where there is no vision, the people perish. These are the words President Lyndon Johnson spoke when he signed the National Endowment for the Arts into law in 1965. More than 50 years later, schools nationwide are cutting arts programs, potentially leaving children with few opportunities to share their vision. But even when that vision is clouded, it can shine through in unexpected places and ways. Michael Hank, pastor of Salem Lutheran Church, Toledo, Ohio, said he had young people in his congregation and the surrounding neighborhood who were looking for something positive to do. Salem, a mission congregation that receives a Congregational Vitality Grant funded by mission support, is located in the North End neighborhood of Toledo, the most economically challenged part of the city. A majority of the residents live below the poverty line, Hank said. There are a lot of fine people here with amazing talents, he added. We're all about neighborhood building, and we are here to serve. There's no other reason for us to exist. That is what a mission congregation does. With that mission in mind, last year, Hank engaged teenagers from Salem and the area, 22 of them at the outset, and enlisted them in what he called a vocational exploration. One aspect of the program was giving the youth opportunities to create visual art, with the help from local artist Yusuf Latif, who worked with arts-based nonprofit organizations. Eventually, Hank obtained a grant that allowed Latif to expand and continue the work he was doing, providing quality artistic programming and exploration with our area teenagers. What followed was 12 weeks of joyous learning and creation and fellowship, Hank said. In each of those 12 weeks, the students met with Latif and learned about various kinds of art, then put those lessons onto the canvas. At the end of the session, the students got to experience something completely different, which started the beginning of an unforgettable summer for them. Latif was able to have the teens' work displayed in an art show at a Toledo gallery under the title Here I Am. The mission initially meant to open students' eyes to the arts was now on public display. They got to experience what it was like to get a blessing out of their hard work, Hank said. They walked away from there having sold art and made some money. It's one thing to make something away from human view, but to be able to showcase it and allow folks to experience your work really brings it full circle, Latif added. Our concept of Here I Am is all about projecting onto the world from within and seeing growth. The art show gave us the perfect venue to do just that. But the experience was far from over. The show's success led to an extension of the arts program and a broadening of horizons. Zion Lutheran Church in nearby Sandusky, Ohio, offered to host what would become a traveling art show. The exhibit opened at Zion in August, and now there are plans to bring it to Defiance, Ohio, and Fort Wayne, Indiana. This started with a plan of teaching kids about art, but we're teaching them about business and commerce as well, Hank said. This allows them a new form of expression and gives them a legal side hustle. Throughout this process, the students have also been learning a lesson in faith. The teens and Latif, a Muslim, would engage each other in interfaith dialogue while he taught them about art. The theme, Here I Am, came to fruition in part because of that dialogue. Here I Am invokes the divine name, a common one, that which we all share, and which for me invokes the idea of Imago Dei, our being created in God's image, Hank said. It's a very affirming thing and an empowering title, Here I Am. It's the cry of all human beings and of God's own self, a non-exclusive image. Latif agreed. I see Allah's oneness when I allow myself to be open to people. The Here I Am Project helped people realize the importance of art in society, which in turn helped folks see our true value in the overall mission of peace. The message emphasized by Lyndon Johnson 50 years ago, community through art, is being brought to life today with Salem Youth in Toledo. This is an area of town that often feels forgotten, Hank said, but in this project, we feel cared about. We feel warmth. We feel wanted.